morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes today. I'm honored and privileged to have with me someone I consider a friend, but also a wonderful talent. And with somebody who has no talent, I think this guy hung the moon. His name is Alan Barrows. He is the artistic director at Shakespeare and Company, and he even lets me go on the grounds. Yeah, only in the winter when nobody else is there. But he's a wonderful guy. I say we, because I really have an affinity for Shakespeare and Company. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a lady by the name of Kathy Yan. She was an advanced placement English teacher. I never had her. I was that far advanced. But I griped one time about Shakespeare and Company. And she made me a Shakespeare believer because what she said was this. Shakespeare was meant to be acted, not meant to be read. And boy, I started going down to Shakespeare and Company plays, and I fell in love not only with the Shakespearean plays, but with the modern plays that they bring in. They had a phenomenal, phenomenal year season last year. I think we were there for about every play.
But wow.
Yeah, I know. Scary. And I didn't even get thrown
out.
Gold
star. You know, people who see every play, I personally give them a gold coin for that.
Oh, well, check it out. I think I did.
The one
I fell in love with was the Iranian, tall Iranian.
Oh, three tall Persian women.
Oh, God, I have to tell you. I braved. The people started sending me hate mail. We got it. We know you like it. Stop. But let me just read these before we get going. Hot Plate Brewing Company named number three best new brewery in the USA Today poll.
Wow.
That is, congratulations, Hot Plate.
We serve their beer. They great beer.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We serve a lot of beer, but
I do want to say too, just so everybody knows, this is. Brain damage month, traumatic brain injury month. And there's a lot of it around. And I'll quickly, just very quickly tell you this. I experienced a lot of it when I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program. Many of them, it was from child abuse. So if you can, you know, see anything about it, definitely attend. And also support any efforts that people can be made. And definitely, and invest in it. Lastly, there is a memo out on the city's website put out by Catherine Van Bramer. And it's something I think we all should read. I had the mayor on. He'll be on next week. Or actually, he's on this week. Update Pittsfield Pothole Management Program. And the mayor gives you the whole shamil about what they're doing about the potholes. And I think because my good friend Alan lives out of town, he understands that Pittsfield isn't the only place that has potholes. And I think some of us who never leave Pittsfield, or very rarely, we should do that too. St. Mary's Bazaar to raise, bingo, I'm sorry. St. Mary's Bingo to raise money for the school has started. And first win is this coming weekend. I can't find the exact piece of paper, so I'm going to not hold Alan up. So, Alan, you got a big season coming up.
We really do, Bill. You know, we're trying to find the sweet spot of how much to offer, right? Because you don't want to overextend, but you don't want to leave anything on the table.
Exactly.
So 2023 was kind of a huge year. And so we walked it back just a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Kind of hit a sweet spot. We spent a lot more money in 2023, but actually netted a little better last year. So, you know, we were doing the math. And this year we're kind of splitting the difference. We have some really fascinating stories. We're starting out with a world premiere by Lawrence Goodman with a show called The Victim. That's featuring Annette Miller, who's done Golis Balcony for us before. And it's just, you know, it's the intersection of the lives of three women. And it's, you know, it's It's just a very strong story. It's one
Oh,
of these
good.
stories. We did it in our place and process last summer, and as you know, where we explore new works and we're like, we gotta give this more attention and a bigger production.
Good for
So
you.
that runs from June 19th to July 20th. And then we're bringing back Shake It Up, a Shakespeare cabaret where
Oh, that was
Shakespeare meets
so
rock and
cool.
roll.
That no, you know that it was not to interrupt you, but that was such a fun, but also an entertaining thing. And boy, do we need both of those now.
No, it was over the top, full band on stage, you know, videos, and you know, it was a great way to digest a little Shakespeare while taking in some
Absolutely.
rock and
Oh,
roll.
yeah. And it made it again, and I let me say this, Shakespeare and Company, and while some of you may say, ooh, that's not for me, let me tell you about Shakespeare and Company. It's for you. Because it's not hoity-toity. Folks go there, look at, he's the artistic director, he's wearing a ball cap. You know, I mean, no, seriously, in a play, I think too often Shakespeare and Company, if I may, Alan, just gets painted with the wrong brush. It's made for the public. Joe and Mary Sixpack, the group I belong to, and others. And please go there early or stay late and enjoy the grounds. Sorry to interrupt.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. I you know, one of the things we try to do is to I don't know, just make Shakespeare like any other language. It's just, you know, it's
Yeah.
just, you know, a lot of fun. There's all generally dances, songs, and fights, and so why not crash around out there? And
Well,
that's
I think for many years it was, I don't know the proper term. It was for the elite and the powerful and the, but in reality, Shakespeare wrote it for people like us.
That's right. All those people who, you know, were just, you know, they, and he would, the shows would go on all day when he was, you know, people would show up, they'd have their leg of mutton and their, you know, their mug of grog.
Yeah. When you think about all the words he invented, all the stories he told, think about it, they're still pertinent. They're still pertinent. Just change the names, that's all.
That's the light bulb moment when people go, hey, wait a second, that's pertinent. And they're
Yeah.
like, yeah, well, that's the funny thing about that language. He was kind of a genius. So there's, it's worth doing it 400 years
Sure.
later. So,
It
yeah. So that'll be, Shake It Up will be,
is.
you know, that July 4th week. A lot going on that week, but you know, it's worth to come through the shows, you know, it's not a long show, it's only an hour and a half, and you can get up and dance in the aisle and you know, still get on with the rest of your week. So that's a lot of fun.
That is so cool.
And then we're doing the classic outside, Romeo and Juliet, directed by Kevin G. Coleman, who runs our fall
Oh,
festival
Kevin.
here,
You're
and
great.
Jonathan Epstein, who everyone knows.
Sure.
And that'll be out on the outdoor amphitheater, July 12th to August 10th.
Well, that's great.
And that, you know, that's a play that it's just such a classic. Everyone can quote it. Everyone cries at the end. You know, just watching it. We're really looking forward to bringing that one back, especially in that outdoor setting. August
Beautiful.
Wilson's The Piano Lesson. We did Fences, August Wilson's Fences here a couple of years ago. And this is a co-production with Actors Shakespeare Project out of Boston.
Oh, wow.
And it's the company I used to run there. And I've seen it, and I can tell you, it's a powerhouse production. That'll be in the Elaine Bernstein Theater, July 25th to August 24th. The
Oh, cool.
storytelling, the language. You know, August Wilson, he's a modern day Shakespeare,
Yeah.
and he really, you know, and especially in the hands of Chris Edwards and these actors, Ranny, who you saw in Fences, the lead guy in
Yeah.
Fences, He'll be in this,
Oh, cool.
and he's awesome. And that's going to be a highly energized, really insightful production. And then our founding artistic director and I are going to co-direct The Taming of the Shrew.
Whoa.
Yeah, people are like, wow, you really you know how to pick the problem plays, don't
Yeah,
you?
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm really looking forward to it. There's a lot of great comedy in this show. It's a very impactful show,
Good.
you know,
Yeah.
and we're really looking forward. We haven't done this show in a long time, and that'll be kind of our Bear Bard version. That will be, you know, eight actors. And telling the story that is normally told by 12 or 15 actors.
Yeah.
So a lot of shape shifting in that, August 14th to the 24th.
Oh, right in the
And
middle of
then,
summer. Great.
yeah. Yeah. And then we're going to do our plays in process again.
Oh, cool.
And that this is. It's so funny. This is something that we just wanted to use as a platform to get new plays out there, but it's turned into something that's really exciting because we often bring these plays back into full production the following year. So that'll be August 26th through 28th. It's just 3 or 4 days, and
Wow.
the summer is starting to wind down. We do it outside under the Rose Footprint tent. It's a
Oh.
magical setting, and people get to come and talk about the plays and listen to the plays in a real laboratory, and people really enjoy that. And then we'll do a Paula Vogel play for the fall play. It's called Mother Play, a play in five evictions. It's about
Evictions.
a mother and her daughter and son who just have a habit of getting thrown out of a lot of apartments. And that's it's fun, it's wacky, it's Paula Vogel, it's out there, and we think people will find this just a very powerful piece. It had a successful run in New York this
Yeah.
year. We were very lucky to get it. Ariel Bach, longtime company member and
Oh, yeah.
producer associate, she's going to be directing that. That runs from August 29th through October
Well,
12th.
that's a long run, though.
It is a long run. And then we're going to have at the end of the year, we're going to do at the end of the season, we're going to do the Jewish Play Festival.
I loved it.
It's the dynamic staged readings, you know, classics like Wendy Wasserstein and Arthur Miller, and then a new piece by Moises Kaufman called Here There Are Blueberries, which had a successful run in New York. And, you know, we're just hoping this is going to be a great kind of culturally community event, and really, really looking forward to that. And then, of course, we'll finish as usual with our fall play. I mean, our winter play, you know, the Jane Austen play. So.
Right. You know, going back to the, I think last year, didn't the Jewish, wasn't that at the Colonial or Berkshire Theater Group, right? Didn't they do the Jewish
They did a different one. Yeah, this is
different
something
one?
similar, but they did the Jewish Play Project. Yeah, they brought someone in. Did you see
Yeah,
it?
that I'll tell you, I was heartened to see the place filling up.
Right.
You know, I pushed it pretty heavily on this program because
Yeah.
I believe in it, and I believe how do we learn about each other? Well, we talk to each other, and right now that doesn't seem to be
Right.
very popular in a lot of cases. But
Right.
I admire what you sit down and do, and I wouldn't want to be you. I mean, how many plays do you read before you get to the season? I mean,
Wow, a lot, yeah.
it and I say this not because I like you or because you're a good guest on the show. I say this because I mean it from my heart. There has been a resurgence of something at Shakespeare and Company, and that to me, maybe the selection of plays or actors or what, I don't know. But boy, I haven't seen you get up at the plate and swing and strike at all. I mean, you've hit the
Whip.
ball every time. I mean
I
that.
usually
I
get
mean,
a
I will
piece
tell
of.
you, I'm a little worried about Taming of the Shrew. But it's your career, not mine. So, you know. But the other piece I want to chat with you about, and I don't know how much detail you can get into or not, but the condos on the property.
Oh yeah, this
Oh.
is exciting stuff. We had a ZBA meeting. You probably read in the paper.
Yeah,
I
yep.
was up in Canada. I zoomed in and was very happy to see it approved. You know, this is we're just trying to make the most of the property, and we're not we're not trying to do anything too big. You know, building a few small
Right.
houses on the back of the property. Dave Carver, fantastic
He
developer in
is.
Pittsfield,
He's
really
an
classic
amazing,
guy.
amazing man. I've seen his work in old schools and churches, and David Carver is a quick war story. My wife's family was raised in Holy Family Church, which was the Polish church. And they her grandfather paid for a fresco.
Wow.
The guy that put the fresco in the church underneath it signed his initials. When David did the church over, they took the fresco to St. Joe, but left the guy's initials.
No kidding.
Took the pews, made them into railings and windowsills.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is a genius. You were so lucky to have him.
We've been talking for a few years. We've been working on this, and he's also renovating that old derelict building on the front of the property. Really hoping to just, you know, we like to welcome people to the property in a way that invites them to hang out all day.
Yeah.
And if you got buildings falling down, you know, the people are generally going to say, "What's your plan?" And
Yeah.
so we like to have a plan.
Now, but and for those that haven't been to Shakespeare in the last couple of years, I'd like to read, if you would be so kind and indulge me, what Alan has done, and I nothing, and I don't mean this because I like the guy, because I do, but it is a stroke of genius. He has the garden, which is a little theater outside at the edge of one of these dilapidated buildings, and they have plays there, and they're amazing. I'll think of the one that we saw. The people were in the trees and everything else. It was an amazing.
The
Then,
Tempest.
huh?
The Tempest.
Tempest. Yes,
Yeah,
thank you.
yeah.
When you get to be my age, you'll forget where the car is. That's why I have that alarm on the dog there. The other piece is he's built an amphitheater for outdoor performances that is captivating. And a summer's night, you sit there, and I will tell you, if you don't just decompress, boy, something's wrong with you. Because I know the Polish princess and I, that's like a gift from heaven for us. Yeah. You're making the most out of the property.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Bill, because you know the boys' school, that was a great tradition there,
No.
and we just kind of want to carry on in the spirit of the community for the place, and you know just invite people to come down. It gets lonely otherwise. It gets a little quiet there in the dead of winter
Oh,
too.
I'll bet. I'll bet. And it's such a beautiful campus, and that's what it is. It's still a campus in some respect, to make it inviting. And people go there, and they do. They bring their picnic baskets, and they sit, and they. And I suggest if you want to do that, that's a great afternoon or early evening, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the sun, we get we're a great place to watch sunsets from.
Yeah.
We're up, we got that hill and it overlooks that field and
Yeah.
it's got funky buildings and they're generally kids and dogs running around. So it's you don't really have, and you know, we serve cold beer and a lot of other
Yeah.
things, you know, including
Yeah.
sandwiches and everything else.
What do you think the season's going to be like? Oh, excuse me.
The season, just in terms of what it's going to be like, you're right. How do you forecast who's going to come out,
Right.
right? Like, who this year is this going to be the year that we're back after COVID? You know, it was,
Yeah.
we were in full COVID now 5 years ago today. We were
Yes, we
trying to figure
were.
it out. We're all washing our vegetables 5 years
Yeah.
ago today.
And we're leaving the bags outside the house and bringing in the.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And you know, as you look back, you're like, that was bad, but it could have been a lot worse, you
Yeah.
know. I mean, if in Shakespeare's time, when a plague hit, boy, it just tore through everything.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm really hopeful. I like to watch Netflix as much as the next person, but we're up against Netflix a lot.
Yeah. Now all the streamers.
All the streamers, all the
Yeah.
streaming streamers, you know. So we like to make sure that we encourage people to come out and, you know, watch something together. We've got our community day that
Yeah.
is going to be on May 24th, Memorial Day weekend. Everything that we do is like, hey, let's see if we can get people here for this, you know.
Yeah.
While at the same time, not doing anything too, you know, boring.
Yeah, and but the cast of actors that you have there, the community that you have, they are so professional.
That's
They
key.
are, and the ones you bring in for the modern plays, I mean, I go back to the tall women there. We must have, my wife and I must have talked about that for over a week,
Yeah.
because it was so, it showed a side of a group of people that we only know from the news.
Right.
It didn't show how Joe and Mary Sixpack in that world live. Well, it can't be
Right.
Sixpack. You know, and I applaud you for doing that. That was kind of a courageous thing, I think.
Yeah, I know. That's in the category of life's too short
Yeah.
not to do stuff like that, right? I mean, there are times. I mean, I don't know if you remember Top Dog Underdog from a year. I
Yeah.
mean, there have been shows. There have been shows that I've decided to produce, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take some flack for this one.
Oh, yeah. Or you
And
do
then
these
people will
programs.
come and you're like, and they'll be like, I'll get one or two, like, what were you thinking of? But more often than not, people are like, thank you. I've been waiting for something that's gonna challenge me in that way.
Yes.
I'm waiting for something, you know, theater's not always the most comfortable thing, but I like to think that it's thought-provoking, insightful, and you know, and yeah, challenging sometimes. We have lots of stuff where people can sit through without even feeling a ripple of you know, their pulse
Right.
going higher. And the other times people are like, whoa, okay, yeah, okay, that happened.
Yeah, and that's the way it was in that particular play. It was, well, you're kind of settling in, okay, kind of guy. And then all of a sudden there's, you know, and to me, when you're right, maybe we should do more plays that are on the edge, you know, make people think. You know, I have a good friend, I'm sure you know, Mark Saint Germain.
Oh,
And
great writer.
oh man, I mean, this guy, he I think the world had him on the show. My first thing with him goes back with Mark Dole and Martin Rayner and Freud's Last Session. And my goodness gracious, what a gripping play that was. And then Dr. Ruth and you know, but they're plays that make you think, Alan. They're.
I mean, I've said this to you before, but I don't like people to walk out of the theater and be like, where's
Yeah.
my car? You know, like they're like, it's like gone in 20
Yeah.
seconds. I know that you and your wife debate stuff as you're driving home.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come up to me a week later and they're like, well, thanks a lot. I can't shake that. And not necessarily in a bad way.
No.
If it is in a bad way,
Awful.
I don't want to upset people. People's life is too short for that. But I do want people to think like, huh, there's another perspective.
Well, and I don't you think we need that at this stage of life, in this stage of the world?
Oh.
We all know each other's faux pas. I mean, we've had what, two major wars, a bunch of little wars, a bunch of riots in the streets, and slaughtering of people because of their religion. I
Right.
think right now it's okay to be uncomfortable as long as you're learning in a positive sense. Now, I
That's
could be
right.
wrong.
In a safe environment. I
It
mean,
is safe.
you look back too, just a couple of years ago when we did a walk in the woods about
Yeah.
the Russian and American negotiators. I think, like, should I bring that back? I don't know if I could bring that back. And it was, there was nothing particularly off-putting about it, but
I'm not a theater, I tell people this, I'm not a theater critic because I don't know what you have to do to be one, but I see a lot of them write about it. But I'm just a guy, if I like a play, I'll promote the living, you know what, out of it. And if I don't like it, I won't say a word. And here's why. I can't do what they do. And maybe I didn't like it, but who am I to cast stones at them?
Right.
I'm sorry. And I remember, and I have to tell you this story. A local, not the Eagle guy, but someone else, a local playwright, and I'm upstairs in a Shakespeare play. And I'm looking down, and this guy's sound asleep. And he wrote the most devastating review. And I thought, boy, does that take big,
Yeah.
I mean, you slept through at least a good half of it, three
Right.
quarters, and you write a blistering review. I know a lot of actors. You are one, and do you read your reviews?
Well, I read them with a producer's eye, right? Like, 'cause I have to read them because I'm like, how is this going to affect ticket sales one way or another? Generally, they don't. It's, people are like, oh, you're going to get a big bump in ticket sales because of the review. And I'm like, I've been an artistic director for 18 years between here and one in Boston. And I can tell you the reviews, well, I'll probably eat my hat for saying this. I'll probably, get flack for this. But there's someone else weighing in with a professional opinion, and I appreciate it. And even a bad review, I'll read a bad review and I'll be like, yeah, I could see their point. But otherwise, oftentimes, sometimes they can be unfair. Sometimes you read a review and I'm like, did I step on that person's foot sometime? Like, did I? What did I? How did I insult that person? Because that's not the play. That can't be about the play. They got an axe to grind and a bone to pick. And then you're like, yeah. Or sometimes if it's, I don't know, last year, Knockwood, we did pretty well in the review department. And there are times where I'll read one, I'll be like, yeah, they're wrong. They're wrong. Yeah, they're wrong.
And I've read them. I've been to the same place, and at the same at sometime at most of the time at the same evening or
Right.
afternoon, and thinking, wait a minute, I didn't see that, and I play pretty close attention, and again, actors, it's like any trade. There's good carpenters, there's good plumbers, there's good actors. And I don't say this because you're on. I've said it privately. I always admire the caliber of your actors. You have your own little company there that's been around for a long time and all season. But the people, they're great. But the people you bring in, they have track records of being great.
Yeah. No, we like to hire pros, and that really helps. So,
What do you, when we come back from the break, I do want to, there's a lot more I want to cover with Alan. And a lot of it is, I want the people to know, excuse me, I got an alligator in my throat. Shakespeare and Company, and we'll talk about this, they have brought so many kiddos out of their shells. Some of them went on professionally. Some of them probably do some home stuff. But I will lead you to hang with this tease. I was interviewing a young lady many years ago at the old Taconic High School, and she was telling me about what Shakespeare and Company had done for her. And she said she was initially a wallflower, and that her term, not mine, and very, 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 very shy. And she said her friends got her, in her words, dragged into being backstage people. For Shakespeare and Company, come to Taconic and did a play. The following year, she was part of the play. And she said that was life changing for her. She said if she hadn't been connected with Shakespeare at that point in time, she probably would have always been shy.
Wow.
And she said, I would have never been able to come on this program. So you should tip your hat to that one, brother, because Shakespeare, we never know when they go out to kids. A lot of kids, their opportunity to see Shakespeare growing up, nil and void. So they bring Shakespeare to the kids. And I can't say enough good about that program. And all the theaters and all the theater companies have programs for disadvantaged kids. Shakespeare opens the door to a lot of things and a lot of opportunities for kiddos. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are also now broadcasting in Southern Berkshire. We have an outreach station in Lee, and it's at 88.1 FM. And we are so happy to be in Southern Berkshire. And you know why? One of the reasons Shakespeare and Company is there. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Nominate someone today for a Berkshire Nonprofit Award. The Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires is presenting the 8th Annual Berkshire Nonprofit Awards in May. The awards recognize exceptional work being done by individuals in the nonprofit sector. There's 8 award categories, including youth leadership, lifetime achievement, and the newest category, first-class fundraiser. Nominations are due by March 12th. Find tips and nomination forms online at npcberkshires.org.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR.
more.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Alan Barrows. He's from Shakespeare and Company. I bought this hat. I really did. I have the receipt upstairs. He's with Shakespeare and Company. I'm so honored and privileged to have him. Because we're a morning show, we'll kind of go over a little bit of what we've been over from the season to the, they have condominiums there. But also I want to take earlier a few minutes to talk about Shakespeare and Company's outreach programs, educational program. I can't say enough good about it. And you, they've been doing it just about forever.
Yeah, almost as long as the company's been in existence. So yeah, we're coming up on our 50th year in 2027. And, you know, the education programs have been around almost 40 years. And, you know, the Fall Festival of Shakespeare, you know, that's just it. It just is such a feel-good event for those high schoolers and middle schoolers, high schoolers.
Yeah,
they're under so much pressure these days. I've got a kid in middle school, and you know that it's just everything they have to keep track of, and then with the social media, you know, bombardment that they have to put up with, because you got to have a phone, because if you don't have a phone, you're not cool, and then if you're not, but. No social media, it can be any great help until they're old enough to handle it. And
exactly right.
And so the Fall Festival allows all these kids to come together and support each other. We do residencies in the schools. We direct in the schools. We have a Northeast regional tour that's just headed out, 17-week tour. They're headed out all over New England to go to high schools all over New England. Oh. We do a courts program where juvenile offenders, you know, when they come up in front of the judge gives them a choice. You can either kind of do a little bit of lockup, or you can do Shakespeare. And I can tell you, sometimes it's a hard decision for them.
Oh, you're right.
You know, right. But they have a good time when they come and do that, and you know, experience that poetry. It's the thing about that poetry. It doesn't look like poetry on the page. It just looks like a lot of words. But once you start speaking it and running it around and saying it to other people, you're like, hey, I'm communicating in a way I never thought I could. So it's really great for the kids. The Fall Festival gives kids confidence to stand up in front of people. It's not just the Shakespeare, but they, you know, going forward in life, if they can... Yeah. You know, if they can stand up to a crowded room and be heard and understood, maybe get a few, you know, yucks out of people, then they feel the gratification of that. So we like to think we're doing our small part for the community in that way.
And you have in over the span of time, you know what I mean? The think of the kiddos that were there and are now in professional actors or connected somehow with the theater still, or do like what they used to do, town players here. They got their start at Shakespeare. They got their start at, you know, one of the other venues. I just think in the other piece that I worked with violent youthful offenders, and why I am so behind your program and all the theatrical programs is because it gives kids an opportunity to enter a venue, a building, and experience something that their normal life would never grant them the chance to do. And I've had them tell me that. I was never in a theater till I went to Shakespeare and Company or one of the others. So I think you need to take credit for that and be and promote it more. Some advice from
I appreciate that very much.
So folks that are just tuning in, Shakespeare and Company is a beautiful plot of land. It used to be the old Lenox Boys School. I never really cared for the Lenox Boys School because one of their hockey players, I was a goalie, slap shot a shot and got me right in the throat. I had to go to St. Luke's Hospital. And the doctor told me that Thanksgiving that I could have plain broth because my throat was so swollen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my remembrance of...
Those were the days when goalies didn't wear helmets or face masks.
And can't you tell?
Yeah.
scars. But what they've done in a beautiful campus, they are building some buildings on a campus. Kind of explain...
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing we got approval for, there's this old, we are building a few houses. Dave Carver's building a few houses. They're going to be modestly priced houses on the back and of the back property and open field that we don't use. And then fixing up some of the, you know, the rundown buildings that it's about time we, you know, do something with them. And Dave will fix those up and make those reasonably rented.
That's great.
Little places. And then here's my dream project, my next dream project after building those two theaters. There's this big old ugly concrete building that houses an old swimming pool in it.
Yeah.
Knock down the concrete and make that a huge outdoor shaded pavilion for the kids. Oh. You know, 6,500 square feet of shaded space. For those, you know, summers are hot.
Yeah.
And you want the kids to be outside. There's no point in having the kids come do their camps, and we run camps all summer long.
Yes, you do.
There's no point in having them do the camps inside in the summer. Kids need to be outside in the summer. And so, but you also don't want them to bake in the sun too much.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm aiming for. So if any of your listeners want to, you know, contact me about how they might help on that pool building pavilion, let me know.
Yeah, and how nice it will be to clean it up. You know, I mean, you've got beautiful venues there, but they're kind of askew from because there's some dilapidated building in front of it.
That's right. We're improvising at this point. Yeah.
Well, that's what they say in the Army, improvise and overcome.
That's right.
We're going to go back for those folks that weren't listening in the beginning. Got a phenomenal season coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would ask Alan to just kind of highlight what we talked about earlier in the show. Because we're a morning show, we have people coming in, people getting in the car, people putting kids on the bus, and then I'll get the emails. I heard you talked about the season, but I was putting the kids on the bus, you know.
Wow. If you're putting the kids on the bus.
And here's what I get. Brief me. Yeah, right. Yeah. I can't remember where the refrigerator is.
I'll blast through it here. June 19th to July 20th, world premiere of The Victim by Lawrence Goodman, featuring Annette Miller, directed by Danny Gaudron. June 19th to July 20th in the Elaine Bernstein. Then Shake It Up, Shakespeare Cabaret, where Shakespeare meets rock and roll.
You have to see that, folks. I don't mean to step on you. We saw it last year. It was delightful. It was refreshed. It was fun.
That's great. So that is July 1st through 6th. Romeo and Juliet, outdoors on the Arthur Waldstein Amphitheater, directed by Kevin Coleman and Jonathan Epstein. That's a classic. It's going to be a really great show. August Wilson's The Piano Lesson, directed by Christopher Edwards. That's July 25th to August 24th in the Elaine Bernstein Theater. The Taming of the Shrew, directed by myself and Tina Packer, our founding artistic director, August 14th to August 24th.
Just put the blessing on it, brother.
Sorry?
I just put the blessing on it.
Plays in
more
process.
Courage than I got.
Yeah. Plays in Process, An Introduction to New Works, August 26th to 28th. Mother Play, A Play in Five Evictions, by Paula Vogel, directed by Ariel Bach, August 29th to October 5th. The Jewish Play Festival, dynamic staged reading, script in hand readings, really fascinating plays that we're going to float up the flagpole, October 10th through 12th. Everyone can call the box office at 413-637-3353 or go to the website at shakespeare.org. Shakespeare.org to reserve your tickets. So a lot going on, a lot coming up, and we're really looking forward to having people come out this summer.
But and you know, I go back, I repeat myself, but when you get to be 78 years old, you're going to repeat yourself too. The Shakespeare, give it a shot. And I know a lot of people still in Berkshire, in Pittsfield, have never been on, even on the grounds. Go on the grounds. Walk around. Bring a picture. They won't throw you out. And if they do, tell them to call Alan. but seriously, the quality of live performances, and I'm like, I like my Netflix and I like this, and but I can't do the streaming too much because then I'd never get anything done. But and according to my wife, I'm not doing a lot anyhow. But once you see a live play, you know what I tell myself? That play will never again be performed exactly as it was.
Right.
Same play, same words, same actors, but never the same. And how, why I say that, I goes back to Freud's last session with Mark St. Germain, Mark Dole, and Martin Rayner. I saw the preview of it. And then I saw it about six other times, once the last time in New York. I will tell you, it was a different play. Just as good, but a different play. People, and you're the actor. What happens? Why? What happens when you do a play over and over? Do you, I mean, you don't lose your zest and your delivery, but I mean, I thought it was like almost a whole new play.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, you know, you go to a show and you can tell when an actor is phoning it in. You're like, don't just get up there and say the words. You know, once those minutes go by, you can never get them back. So make them lively, make them count. You know, and that's what we try to impress upon people here. And, you know, people are very inventive. You got to stay within the guardrails. You
can't
make up new stuff, but you can certainly make it fresh every time you go out there.
And you know, I want to just make a comment. One time the Polish princess and I, we went to see Never on Sunday in New York, and it had been running for a while.
Yeah.
And the tickets were very expensive. And I was so disappointed. I said to her, we've seen better productions in Berkshire County in Pittsfield than we've seen here in New York, Broadway. It was what you were saying. I'm not a critic. I've not been trained in that. I'm just a guy who goes in, sits down, and likes or dislikes. But you could tell they were just calling it in. You nailed it. They had done it so much, it had about as much live as, I don't know, a hot dog.
I saw Les Miserables late in New York, like it had been running for a few years.
Yeah.
And I saw someone yawn during a battle scene. And I was like, oh, no, no, it's time for you to
find
another show. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Les Miserables from a box. And the guys were down reading newspapers, the band. But you won't find that at Shakespeare for a lot of reasons. And the other piece, and we talked a little bit about it, and I think it's very important to share with the audience. The theater can also be a place to learn. And they did a play last year, and I know I beat this to death, Alan, and I apologize. But it so well, you know, another one was Walk in the Woods. Alan was in that. That was, just give a 30-second overview of that. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a Russian and an American arms negotiator. Both of them were arms negotiators. And it was based on a real incident. It was done on Broadway years ago. And I thought, you know, this is worth bringing back. I programmed it, and then there was the invasion of Ukraine, right? So I was like, oh, wow, this is this is going to be electric. And it turned out to be kind of electric. And so people really responded to it. Might have to bring it back just for a short run or something so that people can have a...
If you do, please do. And let's do an interview with the other actor and yourself.
Yeah.
About it. And I'll make a place for that.
Great.
Because that play itself and the timeliness, and you know, they didn't know when they casted it or when they scheduled it, it was going to be, but
no.
boy, as I said earlier on in the show, my wife and I talk about plays that grab us, and we'll talk about them for a long time. And that play also grabbed us because we're living it. We're living it today.
Right.
Really, truly. It's not an exaggeration to say there's negotiations going on around the world that I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody, but President Trump said to President Zelensky, this could be World War III. And it's just kind of a sad statement, but how do we get so far off the rails? I don't know, but hopefully people a lot smarter than me will get them back on. But
yeah,
the theater's a good teacher, right? I mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah, well, I think it often forces you to listen, and there can always be more listening in the world. You know, that's for sure. There's plenty of talk out there. That much we know.
You know, I, going back to my violent youthful offender days, I had a very inspiring guy. He passed away. His name was Dr. Barry Glick. And he said he worked with youthful offenders all his life, juveniles. And he said, listen to them. And I had to train myself to listen because we're not trained to listen. We're trained to formulate our response.
Right.
And doing that, one kiddo, and I will wear this as my gold star for working with youthful offenders. He said to me, you know, you're the first person who's ever really listened to me.
Mm.
And it's a learned trait. You have to learn. You have to just focus on the person and listen.
Right.
Watch the nonverbals. And I'll tell you, Alan, you're right. The theater, if you listen to what's happening, you can grow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
So,
if the story's not keeping you engaged, that's our fault.
Yeah. 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 You know? But again, going back, you got such seasoned actors and you bring in seasoned, and you also give others the kiddos at the school programs that you run, they're not seasoned yet, but some of them are now.
I had
Tim Smith on. He's out there in New York acting on, you know, he was one of your proteges and a bunch of others. You got to be proud of that. You should. You know what you should do sometime? Trace them down and get pictures of them. The high school.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because a lot of them have made, they've really done well for themselves.
Yeah.
I just had Tim come up and did a one-man show at the Colonial for a charity raising thing.
Mm.
They're great.
That's awesome.
Listen, I know you're busy. As I said, if you're ever in the, you know, need of a person who can hold their breath for 3 minutes and play their dead, I am available. It used to be 4 minutes, but I'm getting older.
3 minutes is a long time. I don't know if I could do 3 minutes.
Well, it's part of a course I went through, and when you come up. Folks, Shakespeare and Company is going to give you the box office again, the telephone number again. Don't procrastinate because I think a lot of these will. And you've got some short runs, but you've got some decent runs too.
Oh, yeah. 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 We like to mix it up. And you know, if we have a few shorter runs, we can change up the programming just at key moments. But we like to give people an opportunity to, you know, fit us into their schedule and for the word of mouth to build on stuff. And so, yeah, we offer a whole variety. We think a lot about variety.
Well, I don't. Yeah, but you're the guy that's responsible to put it together.
At the end of the day, yeah, I got right. The buck stops with me. Yeah, that's
yeah. Good. Well, and when you look at the way you have them programmed, and that's the only word I can think of. I think it's in the past it's been brilliant, in my opinion. And I don't know anything about pro. Listen, all I can do to program this, and it's not really difficult. You turn the computer on, but yeah, I was when you were given the breakdown just quickly, I thought, wow, that's a long one. Oh, wow, that's kind of short.
Yeah,
it's interesting how you do it. And on our next show, we're going to ask you for your formula.
Okay, happy to share it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming on. Break a leg. Have a wonderful season. You know I'm here for you. Thank you so much. And best to the kid. One last thing before I go. Yeah. I want you to get this book.
Okay.
Anxious Generation.
Oh, okay.
Please do.
Writing that down.
Anxious Generation. If I could remember the author's name, I'd let you know, but I don't remember where the refrigerator is. It's a book I have read. It kind of dovetails in what you were saying about screen. You've got someone in that age group that I think you could benefit from reading it.
Great. Good to know.
I offer that as a friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, folks, I got to go. Nap time. But I do want to say to the world, be kind to somebody today. Kindness costs nothing. Lift somebody's spirits up. Help them lift their load. There's a lot of people out there. We have a good friend right now who's battling cancer. Battling. And that right now... But say a prayer for her. And to all of you, God bless. And I mean that sincerely. And whatever you do today, do something nice for somebody. All we have is each other. Why do we beat each other up? Makes no sense to me. This guy here, he'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but he's a good guy. Thank you, brother.
Great to see you, Bill.
Out of the hot sun.
All right. Take care.
Oh, you still have ice down there?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, us too, yeah. God bless everybody. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Alan. I owe you.
See you, Bill. I owe you.
Bye.